Number 30, bilingual. 现在政府在文化和艺术项目上，比如博物馆、美术馆和公园，正在投入大量的公共基金。
Nowadays, the government is spending a great deal of public funds on cultural and artistic projects, such as museums, art galleries, and parks.
尽管这种做法本身值得称赞，它却激起了各行各业的反对。
While this is a laudable endeavor in itself, it has nevertheless roused opposition from people of various walks of life.
批评者们认为，中国还在努力实现现代化，许多人还挣扎在贫困线以下，这个时候花钱在建设基础设施上会更好一些，因为这样才有利于经济发展。
The critics say that at a time when China is still struggling to achieve modernization and many people are still living below the poverty line, such money would be better spent on building up basic infrastructure.Which is necessary for economic growth.
我个人同意，在我国当前的发展阶段，应优先建设基础设施，比如水电供应、农业机械化。
Personally, I agree that priority should be given to basic infrastructure, such as supplies of electricity and water, and the mechanization of agriculture.At this stage of our country's development.
从道理上讲，如果一个人的生理需求尚未满足，他是很难享受文化和休闲追求的。
It stands to reason that it is difficult to enjoy cultural and leisure pursuits if one's physical needs are not satisfied.
所以大家肯定都会认为，将为数不多的政府收入花在文化项目上面，而同时让数百万人缺吃少穿，这种做法是令人愤慨的。
So surely no one would disagree that it is scandalous to spend scarce government revenue on cultural projectsWhile millions of people still do not have enough food and clothing.
但是我并不是提倡忽视文化和艺术，我也不赞成为了生存而生存的人。
But I am far from advocating neglect of culture and art, nor am I an enthusiast of growth for growth's sake.
我基于指出的是，中国在使大众接触文化方面一直有优良的传统，流动图书馆、演出团和电影放映队都是很好的形式。
I hasten to point out that China has a fine tradition of bringing culture to the masses in the form of traveling libraries, performance troupes,and film projection teams.
继续支持这些效果极好、花钱不多、广受欢迎的团队，而不是将钱挥霍在浮夸的、只能使一小部分人有钱的人获益的艺术项目上，这样做才是对的。
It makes sense to further people support these effective and inexpensive teams, whichare extremely popular, instead of lavishing money on grandiose artistic schemes, which can benefit only a minority of the people who are better off.